Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Fertile Faith. Today, we're diving deep into Bible verses for infertility. I hope and I pray that you find comfort and strength during the trying times of infertility with these scriptures. I know firsthand how challenging this journey can be, but together, we'll lean on the Word of God for guidance and hope. Hola, it's Avi, aka Octavia Steen, natural fertility doula, health coach, and creator of the faith-based business Mother Mindset. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fertile Faith Podcast, a podcast that helps women of God who are trying to get pregnant naturally to overcome negative thoughts and balance her hormones so she no longer has to be overwhelmed and consumed by her TTC journey. I'm so glad that you're here, sis. I can't wait to dive into this episode. Hey sis, today's episode is brought to you by the Fertility Prayer Bundle, a powerful resource designed to support you on your trying to conceive journey. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and uncertain during this important time in your life? Well, the Fertility Prayer Bundle has got you covered. Let me tell you about what it includes. First up, we have the Fertility Prayer Checklist, a game changer in your prayer life. This checklist empowers you with 4 simple steps to pray with confidence and effectiveness. Say goodbye to feeling lost or overwhelmed with too much information. The 4 main steps for fertility prayer will take you by the hand and show you exactly what to do to create a prayer practice that is both impactful and meaningful. Plus, the beautiful branded pages provide a peaceful and inspiring reading experience that resonates with your heart. Lastly, there's a TTC checklist to ensure you're taking all of the necessary steps while you're on your journey. It's like having a trusted companion by your side, guiding you every step of the way. So whether you're struggling with fertility challenges or simply want to enhance your prayer life during this special time, the prayer Bundle is here to support you with compassion and understanding. Head over to mothermindset.com/prayer today and get your hands on this incredible bundle that combines knowledge, faith, and closeness of the Lord into one free package. Remember, you don't have to walk this path alone. The Fertility Prayer Bundle is here to empower and uplift you every step of the way. All right, I want to start for the first Bible verse for fertility. I want to start with a verse about finding peace in tribulation, because y'all, sometimes a fertility journey, when you're trying to conceive, trying to get pregnant, it is tribulation, right? Trials in tribulation. And so the scripture that comes to mind is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Right? This powerful verse from Romans, it just reminds us that even in the midst of a trial, we can find hope. We can find strength, right? Through patience and prayer. It says rejoice in hope, right? What does it mean to rejoice? It means to have joy over and over again. Rejoice over and over and again, right? In hope, right? In faith. Rejoice in faith. Rejoice in hope. Hope is, you know, hoping for what you believe to come to pass, right? That's what faith is. And when we rejoice in hope, we find joy in that situation, find joy in faith, find joy in, you know, in the Lord, right? He'll give us the desires of our hearts. So be patient in tribulation is the next part. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Sometimes we ask the Lord for patience. And when we ask the Lord for patience, he gives us a tribulation, right? He gives us an opportunity to be patient with him, an opportunity to be patient in our flesh, right? And so be patient in tribulation and be constant in prayer, right? These are 2 B's, be patient and be constant in prayer. Constant in prayer, doesn't mean that you're praying all day, every day, right? You're nonstop praying, but it does mean having a heart of prayer, right? Being consistent in prayer. When I think constant, I think of consistency, right? When you're when something is constant, a river is constantly flowing, right? When a river is constantly flowing, it's consistently flowing over the rocks, over through fish, through, you know, the different streams, through the different destinations that it comes to, maybe to the ocean, right? I don't know geography, but you know, it's constantly flowing despite the things that it has to run into, despite the logs that it runs into, despite the rocks that it runs into, right? Despite the different animals, the people who go into the river, all of these things, the river still flows. There's still a flow, right? And that's how we should be flowing in prayer. We should have a heart of prayer, even in the midst of hard times, when the rocks are coming at us, when, you know, logs are thrown in our way, we're remembering that we can go to prayer, that we can go to God. So, you know, waiting for the Lord's timing, it may feel hard right now, but remember, He is always with us, guiding our steps. All right. Number two is a scripture on waiting, right? Speaking of waiting, it's a scripture on waiting. Psalms 27:14 says, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Just as David penned these words in Psalms 27, we are called to wait. We are called to wait, not just to wait, right, in any type of emotion, not to wait in anxiety, not to wait in fear, not to wait in doubt, not to wait in depression, but He calls us to wait courageously. Wait courageously, bravely, for the Lord's plan to unfold, right? It takes bravery. It takes courage to trust in God's timing. Right? It takes courage to release that control, especially when you're, you know, trying to conceive, especially when you're longing to have a baby in your arms. But remember, our God is faithful and His promises never fail. The third scripture, third Bible verse for fertility I want to focus on is a scripture about peace and stillness, right? This Psalm, Psalms 37:7 says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Be still and know that He is God, right? Be still. Ooh, just hit my knee. Be still in the hustle and bustle of life, y'all. It is so easy to feel overwhelmed by our circumstance, overwhelmed by what we have going on in our different situations, overwhelmed by a fertility journey, overwhelmed by ovulation, overwhelmed by tracking our cycles, overwhelmed by taking these supplements, overwhelmed in the fertility treatments, right? It is so easy to feel overwhelmed. But as Psalms 37 reminds us, finding stillness in God's presence brings peace to our souls. Right? Finding stillness in God's presence brings us peace. So when you are not feeling peace, you need to be feeling God's presence, right? Because His presence will bring you peace. And so whatever that moment, whatever that moment or that instance is for you, when you feel God's presence most, that's what you need to be doing the most, right? When you need to have peace and stillness in your life, seek God's presence. Seek the Lord, right? So take a moment each day to quiet your mind and trust in His plan. Quiet your mind and really get into the presence of God. Seek that secret place with Him. Verse 4 is about the promise of an answered prayer, okay? The promise of an answered prayer. And that scripture, that Bible verse is from Psalms 40:1. Psalms 40:1, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. Sis, never doubt the power of prayer. Never doubt the power of prayer. Just as, you know, this psalm says, waited patiently for the Lord's help, we too can trust that our cries do not go unheard. Your prayer does not go unheard. As long as you are seeking God, as long as you are living faithful, He hears your cry. God listens to the desires of our hearts and will answer according to His perfect will. Okay? Number five, joy comes in the morning. And you know where I'm going with this one. Bible verse is Psalms 30 and 5. For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Even in our darkest moments, when we're feeling really sad, when we're feeling depressed, when we're feeling like, you know, I'll never get pregnant, or, you know, my ovulation, when ovulation is out of whack, you're not ovulating and you're just feeling like you're defeated, right? When you're feeling in those dark moments of being, of feeling defeated, that the enemy is just coming at you with these negative thoughts, God promises us joy in the morning, right? It may, just look at your situation. You may be at midnight, it may feel dark in this situation, or you may be at 5 a.m. in your situation and not even know it, that the light is about to come, right? That the joy is about to come, that sunlight from Jesus is about to shine on your life and shine on your situation. But we have to stay encouraged, even through these dark moments, that there is light at the end of that tunnel, right? Sometimes, I've said this before, I believe on the podcast or in my YouTube videos, that sometimes when you're on a fertility journey, when you're trying to conceive, you have tunnel vision. And that tunnel vision, when you think of a tunnel, if you're going down a long tunnel, for example, you know, you're driving down a tunnel and you really can't see what's on the other side of that tunnel. If it's a longer tunnel, you can't see what's on the other side of that tunnel, right? You can only see in the peripheral and what's right in front of you. And as you go down that tunnel, you have tunnel vision because you can only see what's in immediate, you know, eyesight. But God sees what's on the other side, right? God sees what's at the end of this tunnel for you, right? What's at the end of the tunnel, this dark tunnel, He sees the light. He sees the light. And that is that joy that comes in the morning. So let this verse be a beacon of hope, a beacon of light during the long nights of waiting. You know, our tears may endure for a season, but the joy of motherhood will come in due time. Verse 6 is about community and building each other up, right? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11 says, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. Sis, we are not meant to walk this journey alone. This journey called life, yes, but also when you're trying to conceive, you know, let's heed to the words of Paul in 1 Thessalonians and uplift one another in love and support. That's what this podcast is about. The Fertile Faith Podcast is about lifting you up in love and support. And together we can find that strength and comfort in our shared experiences, right? Because I've been through this as well. And you all comment below what you've been through. And it really helps me in my coaching. It helps me to help you, right? And so we can share that in our shared experiences and have this community. And if you'd like to be supported on your journey, join the Fertile Fertile Faith Podcast because you're already here, but join the Fertility Mindset Mentorship. It's the first faith-based fertility membership to help you pinpoint ovulation and surrender your fertility journey over to the Lord. I've helped 20 plus women get pregnant. All glory to God inside of the membership. And you can join today for only $27 a month, and you can cancel at any time. So go to fertilitymindsetmentorship.com. I'll put the link in the description as well. And the last scripture, the last Bible verse for fertility is talking about the strength of God's presence. We talked about God's presence already, but the strength, I want you to know the importance of being in His presence. Joshua 1:9 says, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. As we close, let's find peace in the words of Joshua. Regardless of our circumstances, we can find courage knowing that God is with us every step of the way. His presence is our greatest comfort, guiding us through the highs and lows of your fertility journey. Sisters, as we wrap up today's episode, I pray that these comforting Bible verses have touched your hearts and lifted your spirits. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Lean on the Lord and find strength in His promises. Until next time, blessings and baby dust. I pray that today's episode was helpful. If it was, please leave a review to help this podcast reach other women of faith who are trying to conceive, and tag me over on Instagram at mother.mindset so I can shout you out. I can't wait to help you pinpoint ovulation and navigate this journey with peace and confidence alongside the Lord. Blessings and baby dust.